Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. Well, as I was praying, asking the Lord what He would have us share this week, the Lord directed me to a very important subject, and that is something that every one of us can be encouraged in, every one of us needs to grow more in, that we can understand and have greater revelation from the Word of God, and that subject is prayer. I'd like to speak, starting today, and we'll see how long the Lord would lead, on how to have power in prayer. When we think of the beautiful privilege we have in prayer, what is prayer? It is simply communion with God. It's talking to God. And beloved, it is our lifeline. The power of prayer is perhaps the most important weapon we have in our spiritual arsenal. It is our key, as it were, to touch God's heart in our behalf and in behalf of those whom we're praying for. God hears prayer when we pray according to His will. The Word tells us we know that we will have the petitions that we have desired of Him. And so, beloved, men ought always to pray. We should not faint, but we should know that our God hears prayer, and He is not impressed with our vocabulary, our eloquence, but there are some very specific things that are outlined in the Word of God. And some of them you perhaps are very familiar with, but even if you've walked with the Lord many, many years, decades perhaps, it's always good to hear the basic fundamentals to refresh and to renew our mind and things that are so basic, because sometimes if we walk with the Lord a long time, we've forgotten some of the simplest things that we learned back when we were baby Christians. And so let's just join our hearts in prayer, asking God to minister during our time together today and in the following broadcasts. Father, we just lift this time together as we spend on the subject of prayer. And Father, I'm asking that You would enlarge our hearts, open our understanding, give us increased revelation on the importance of prayer. We know from the Word of God, from Revelation, that prayer ascends as an incense before You. And Lord, we know we may not understand fully, perhaps not until we stand before You, the importance that our prayers have meant, not only in our lives, but in behalf of those that we have prayed for. And so, Father, thank You for ministering as we draw nigh to You, Lord, draw nigh to us, and just uplift us with the sweetness of Your presence as we share Your Word together. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank You for it. Now, for those of you who are intercessors, I perhaps don't have to even make this comment that if you really are an intercessor, and of course prayer is a ministry every Christian has, but there are those whom God sets aside in the body of Christ as intercessors, and that is perhaps one of the most important ministries there is. I have read that in every single revival that has been birthed in the last several centuries, for example, they were always birthed in prayer. And sometimes it was just a small group of people praying faithfully year after year. And God, in His time, He caused mighty revivals to be birthed out of the heart of intercessors who prayed faithfully. And this ministry is a ministry of prayer and intercession, as well as correspondence and broadcast, of course. And that's one of the reasons that we've been fought and intercessors have been fought so hard is because prayer is so vitally important. Jesus taught on prayer, and he never discussed reasons, giving excuses for not praying. He simply taught that men ought always to pray and not to faint. Jesus did speak to the reasons for obvious failures in prayer, and he laid down some very clear guidelines which will assure us of being victorious in prayer. And I'm going to be sharing those reasons. I've got about 11 of them I can share from the Word of God that are clear indications from the Lord of what we need to observe when we come to Him in prayer. There are conditions that God's Word outlines which will bring answers to our prayers. And perhaps if you've been struggling and you haven't seen the results that you've desired, then I do invite you to stay with us this week as we cover what the Word has to say about answered prayer. And some folks don't have their prayers answered because they simply fail to observe the conditions which the Lord clearly defines for us. Christ taught the true laws of prayer. In Matthew 6 and 5, there's some interesting things that are displayed there, and I'm going to just share what Jesus had to say in verse 5, "And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward." Here Jesus was saying that the Pharisees made prayer a farce. They didn't pray from their hearts. Their lives contradicted what they prayed. In Matthew, the 15th chapter, verses 8 and 9, Jesus proclaimed, "This people draweth nigh unto me with their mouth, and honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. But in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men." And so, one of the first imperatives that I want to share with you for victorious prayer is the importance of a sincere heart. In order to worship God, Jesus, remember when he was speaking to the Samaritan woman at the well, this is described in John the 4th chapter, verses 23 and 24, he said, "God seeks those who will worship him in spirit and in truth." And so that's how we have to come to him, in spirit and in truth. And when we come to the Lord sincere in heart and in the power of the Spirit, the whole weight of our faith and being underscores our request. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. The fervent prayer. And this is what sincerity is all about. God is moved when we come to Him in such a manner. We ought to thirst for God, certainly in the good times, but also in times of trouble. David stated in Psalm 42, verses 1 and 2, "As the hart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God." This kind of sincerity presupposes the soul's sense of need. Jesus speaks to those who come to the Father in the inner desire of their hearts and in the urgency of need. We find recorded in Luke, the 11th chapter, verses 5 through 13, the account of one who has a friend. And if you remember that parable, Jesus said this friend came to them and he was asking you basically to give three loaves of bread because you have a visitor that's come to you and you've nothing to set before him. And you know, your friend asks for help. And even though You might say, oh, don't trouble me. My children are asleep and I can't give anything to you. What was the principle? The Lord was saying, because of importunity, the friend will arise and give as much as you need. So there's an urgency that we need to have in prayer. We can't be indifferent. We can't be insincere. But with earnestness, we come before the Lord. And we find the account of the Syrophoenician woman whose daughter had a demon in Mark, the 7th chapter, verses 25 through 30. And this is a good lesson for those who think they're so unworthy that they can't ask God to move in their lives or to minister or meet their needs. The language of Jesus would shock some today in the church world. However, what did he answer? He said, Jesus said, let the children be filled first. In other words, you shouldn't expect to get anything from me until the children have been blessed. But listen to what Jesus said in his word, let the children first be filled, for it is not meet to take the children's bread and cast it unto the dogs. And listen to her answer. Most of us would have turned around and run the other way, talking about, oh, how unkind Jesus was and how his language didn't fit the way we think he should have answered. Instead, what did she say? Yes, Lord, yet the dogs under the table eat of the children's bread. And in verse 29, Jesus said, for this saying, go thy way, the devil is gone out of thy daughter. And in verse 30, we find the woman going home, and her daughter is completely delivered, praise God. She wasn't going to give up. She was earnest and she was sincere. And so this is just the very first step, and I have much more to share with you, but I see my time is drawing to conclusion, and so I must bring this broadcast to a close. Thank you so much for joining me, and with the Lord's help, we're going to continue on tomorrow's broadcast. And if you have prayer needs, I do invite you to write and share those needs. God is answering prayer in a marvelous way. There's wonderful testimonies to prayer coming in. So I invite you to write. The announcer will give our contact information. If you send an email, I would ask, of course, I will be praying, but if you'd like to just share your mailing address, I will be able to respond at length by letter via the U.S. Postal Service. God bless you. I love you. Thank you for joining me. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.